Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Here's Michelle Nichols, the Director of Public Observing at the Adler Planetarium. Welcome back, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, John. How are you?
Good. I'll have a movie review for you at the end of this conversation.
Sounds good.
Last time we talked, I think I gave you an assignment. Do you remember what the movie was I wanted you to watch?
I don't.
I don't either. But whatever it was, I seem to recall you did not watch it. So I want you to write down the name of the movie I have for you. What's this story about? A planet 128 light years away. Can you tell me a little bit about this?
Yep. So basically, about a year and a half ago, there was a science team that discovered a couple of gases in the atmosphere of this distant planet that goes around another star. And at least on Earth, that those gases are produced by microorganisms in the ocean. So they were somewhat certain, kind of certain, that the gases were there about a year and a half ago. They're more certain now. It's still not a scientific slam dunk, so they're going to get more data. But it's at least intriguing that there could be a possibility that, hey, maybe there could be life on this planet and this other planet making these gases. However, we're not still scientifically certain that those gases are even there. And even if they are, there could be some other mechanism to produce them, maybe on this strange world that we don't know about. So not a scientific slam dunk that life is there, but it's at least an interesting result for sure.
But I understand that the gases that they have found on this other planet, presumably, are only produced on Earth by organic material in the sea, right? Like, they wouldn't be here if there wasn't organic life in the water. So maybe the same is true up there, right?
Correct. Yeah, maybe. That's the key point, is maybe, because we're talking about a world that is a little bit larger than Earth. The conditions there might be different. I think that this world is presumed to possibly be an ocean world. So it would possibly be completely covered by an ocean. And so this could be a really deep ocean. That kind of situation doesn't exist on our planet. So the conditions there, maybe there's some geologic strangeness going on there that we just don't have here. And so they would have to investigate, how else could you make gases?
Would it be an ocean of water, Michelle?
It could be, yeah. That would be the most likely substance. So that's also something that they would need to make sure of. Yeah.
We got to give this planet a name. They call it K2-18b. Well, that's not getting it done.
That stands for the second iteration of the Kepler spacecraft telescope mission. And it was the 18th star around which they have found a planet, which they give the first ones they find the small letter B designation. So that's where that comes from. Somebody will think of some cute name at some point in the future, I'm sure.
Well, I knew all of that, but it would seem to me like Green Planet, Waterworld. No, don't say Waterworld, bad movie. come up with a name for that place.
Right?
Suppose there is some life swimming around there. Maybe there's an island there and they've got a Starbucks and cellular technology. The idea, this is the thing that's just so disheartening to me, is that it's 128 light years away. So if we sent a signal to them and then they said, got it, and then, yep, well, life is here, and then they sent a signal back, that would take 250 years. That would be as if Thomas Jefferson in 1775 sent a message out, and now it's just coming back the response. You know, you wouldn't live to get the hello, would you?
Yeah, no, you wouldn't. And so that's why looking for the signs of life elsewhere in the universe has to also include looking for the possibility of life in our own solar system. Now, we're at least reasonably certain that there's no intelligent life in our own solar system, but it definitely shows you that it's at least worth looking for, even simple life. Because if we find it in one other place, that tells us that the possibilities of it existing in our universe are pretty darn good.
You know, just to repeat what you said, as the host of a show on a news talk station, I am more and more convinced every day that there's no signs of intelligent life in our solar system. Hold on. So what else should we know about that then? Any other news? I mean, so even if we do, I wanted to just mention this too and let you comment on it. Isn't it amazing, though, what we think we can know about a place that far away? Like light coming off of this planet that has been traveling for a minimum of 125 years finally gets here, and somebody sees that pink of light, and then they're able to, by that, determine that it's a water world, maybe with a gas that's emitted by little plankton-like creatures floating in a sea. I mean, isn't it extraordinary? Think about that, that somehow we're able to think we know that. That's incredible, isn't it?
It's immensely incredible. Humans are amazing when you put your science and engineering minds to it. And not only that, the Webb telescope, which is where you get this data from, is insanely amazing and just shows you that science is utterly fascinating and worth it. And this is something that I will never get tired of shouting from the rafters, and I'm really glad you said it for me.
Well, I'm glad that you do what you do and say the things you do. Speaking of watery worlds, though, or planets, hydroplanets, this one bigger than Earth, smaller than Neptune. All right, I can get my head around that. Have you watched the movie Interstellar?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Isn't that like the best movie ever?
You got to admit, the black hole sequence is when they're showing the kind of the computer black hole and then everything going around it and everything. That is one of the most scientifically, or at least at the time the movie was made a few years ago, the most scientifically accurate depiction of a black hole that you can get. So if you just, even if you just watch that sequence, you want to know what it's like around a black hole, just watch that. And it's really neat.
It's a it's a Christopher Nolan. Jonathan Nolan co-wrote it with his brother, but it's a Christopher Nolan movie. It was made in 2014, and I have wondered about that. Like, if we were going to say we did find a habitable planet or life on another planet, and we wanted to go there, or there's the idea that they would come here, is the idea that you would go through a wormhole or a black hole a feasible thing to think about or pursue?
Knowing what we know about black holes, probably not. Knowing what we know about wormholes, they only mathematically exist, and we're not quite sure how you would ever be able to use one to get you from one place to another reliably.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a stretch.
Reliably.
Once you put some matter into a wormhole, it might completely collapse into a spray of radiation. So that's kind of a problem too. But they're fun to put in movies and TV shows.
Well, it worked for Matthew McConaughey. Listen to this cast: and Anne Hathaway, Jessica Chastain, Ellen Burstyn, Mackenzie Foy, John Lithgow, Michael Caine, Casey Affleck, a 15-year-old Timothy Chalamet, Topher Grace, Matt Damon as the bad guy that they resurrect on a distant frozen planet. Wow, is he creepy and evil. So that's all in Interstellar, and I watch that movie regularly, and I'm glad that you liked it too.
Yeah, it's a fun trip through the universe for sure.
And the dust bowl that the Earth, the world has become here. So they're looking for life on another planet, they find this watery world. And maybe we found one in real life about 125 light years away. I'm glad you're on this Earth. Thank you very much, Michelle Nichols.
Thanks, John. Great to talk to you as always.
She's the director of public observing at our Adler Planetarium.